General comments on the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi.
Hadith number 23. Purification is half of faith. عن أبي مالك الحارث بن عاصم الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الطهور شطر الإيمان والحمد لله تملأ الميزان وسبحان الله والحمد لله تملأان أو تملأ ما بين السماوات والأرض والصلاة نور والصدقة برهان والصبر ضياء والقرآن حجة لك أو عليك كل الناس يغدو فبائع نفسه فمعتقها أو موبقها رواه مسلم. On the authority of Abu Malik al-Harith ibn Asim al-Ash'ari, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, purification is half of the faith. The phrase Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah, fills the scale. The phrase is Subhanallah, high is Allah above every imperfection and need. He is pure and perfect. And Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah, together fill, or each fill, what is between the heavens and the earth. Prayer is a light. Charity is a proof. Patience is a brightness. The Quran is either an argument for or against you. And everyone goes out in the morning and sells himself, either freeing or destroying himself. Recorded by Muslim. General comments about this hadith. This hadith touches upon some of the most important deeds. It refers to purity, remembrance of Allah, prayer, charity, patience, abiding by the Quran, and the ultimate journey of mankind. Summary points of the explanation of hadith number 23. Point 1. Purification is half of the faith. This either means that the purification, such as ablution, is so essential to the prayer that it becomes like half of the prayer, with the word faith meaning prayer here, or it means that purifying oneself from associating partners with Allah or from committing sins fulfills half of the faith. Point 2. The simple words Alhamdulillah, when said with belief and adherence, are very great in Allah's sight. Indeed, these words fill the scale. The words Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah together are also so great that they feel what is between the heavens and the earth. Point 4. Prayer is a light. Means that the effect of prayer is like a light of guidance. Prayer keeps the person away from performing evil deeds. In addition, prayer will be transformed into a light for the person to guide him to paradise on the day of judgment. Point 5. Charity is a proof. Charity is a proof of one's true belief in Allah. On the day of resurrection, when the slave is asked about his wealth and how he spent it, his charity will come as a clear proof that he used his wealth. Point 6. Patience is a brightness that every individual needs. Indeed, this brightness is the source of light and guidance. It is this light that guides the person to performing the obligatory deeds, abstaining from evil deeds, and behaving properly in the face of every situation he meets. Point 7. The Quran will either be a proof for the individual or a proof against him. There is no third category. Either the person believes in and obeys the Quran or he does not. If he does, it will be a witness on his behalf. If he does not, it will be a witness against him. And point number 8. Every day, whether the individual realizes this or not, he is either taking himself closer to his own rescue or to his own destruction. This is an inescapable fact of life. He can either free himself by selling himself to Allah, or he can destroy himself by selling himself to Shaytan, his lusts, or this world. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.